olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
O se li poti fowa fa ala uiloa ai fa maumaunga winga lolo wao le tau, wa fi aiso se kontineta I te tono re se furu lua maasina taluai. O la tauna tu fatsiele li poti wa la tau fa iloa, o mea na maa mai I le su esuenga, wa iloa ile mana o mia vave, o le fai o se ngā yoinga e fa ititi ai a fianga o le global warming, po o le velasia o le kelope, mai ao na fai lea ngā yoinga I le fono a malo o fatasi, o lo olo manei e kupito. Morisidia Maradua Sefuru Tosanga wa whaeno mai il Santisi Matauputau de Tau, Professor David Caroli, il Universiteo Meripone, o loo ia murimuritai ia fiango winga lulu wao de Tau, ma il Sefuru Rua Masina Taruai na ia Tauai, o le vave marifatupula ia winga lulu wao de Tau, o o atu iseisi level 4.
The extreme weather events that have been happening, not just this year, but certainly increases in extreme weather events that have occurred over the last 10 years, not only in Australia, but in Europe, in North America, in South America, in Asia and in Africa, are all directly linked to increases in global temperatures.
Ole iunga o resu enga olo o au fia I leli poti fousa I atusi a fatasi ma le Climate Council of Australia. Ole a faala uloa, aole amtaina le fontanga malo o fatasi e winga I le tau le e faye e kupito. Fa mai Professor Caroli o so se vaenga, ole tikiri e fatitau I tulanga fapea, global warming, pe a fai e fai titia, ole a te le se ese senga e mawama yai.
We can still have a major impact on reducing greenhouse gas emissions and then having an impact in reducing future changes in weather and climate extremes, but that's only going to be possible if we slow down greenhouse gas emissions, not only in Australia, but globally, because every fraction of a degree of global warming adds to the frequency and intensity of many of these climate extremes.
Wa mautula tulanga o stadia de faa, aluina atua le ea ile sio sio manga po le kasa fo I pene I le fuafuanga mo le lua afe tolu se fulu e faa ititi ai le tulanga I le fasu tolu pasene. Wa ta we le Climate Council of o le scientisi o roo faa inua mai ai o le taket le au stadia le lua afe tolu se fulu e mana o mionto si iti ai le fitu su lima pasene ia sana faa ititi ai le kasa o onanga I sio sio manga. Le are a waide panamio au stadia de fontangare e kupito, a la taitaiere su ngā fono au stadia I dea faa moe moe, e le minister o swing o re tau, Chris Bowen. O le a una ia e le au su fono rea au stadia le campaign, ia tadi mā lo faa tasi ma le fontanga, I le rua hafe rua se furu faa, I au tafane o atu motor pasifika. O isi na yei fatasi le tusi eino le neidi poti o le tau, the Climate Council's report, o Dr. Wesley Morgan, le na ye ta ua le fono tanga o le tausanga le nei, le e fa ingoa fo I o le COP27, o le a aveo se fata I ta inga o le tūranga, o le tala anga o Australia ma le tau, ma le a fatala no ina foi.
I think other nations will welcome the idea of Australia hosting the UN Climate Summit and co-hosting it with Pacific Island countries. That would be the first time Australia has ever hosted the UN Climate Summit, and it would be the largest diplomatic event we've ever hosted in this country. But if we're to win the bid to host the UN Climate Summit, other countries, including our Pacific neighbours, will be looking for Australia to do more to show that it is willing to end support for new fossil fuel projects and also increase support for developing countries to deal with the impacts of the climate crisis.
Wau na ia atu motor Pasifika re whainga malofo wa Albanese, ia wha asa apolo keti au fiaire kesi male koale, ma wala awai I tangata au stadia e sila sila, I suingo le tau o se tūranga o lo numeratasi dei tūtau I le pui puinga mole nei tūlangi. Whai mai Morgan, o le toe whetu una ingo so o tangai le vau au stadia ma tu motor Pasifika, le a whaalango lango lava pe ki riba au stadia, le naunau ta inga o lo o wala awai pe nei a tu motor Pasifika.
But at the moment, we're not really walking the talk. Australia, we have a new 2030 target, which is a terrific start, but we're still behind most developed countries, including our key allies. And Australia remains the world's third largest fossil fuel exporter after Saudi Arabia and Russia. And Australia is at the moment planning to expand coal and gas exports.
O Arthur Wins o le pule o whainga whaavai le Climate and Health Alliance ma lo awa ye fo i le COP27. O i o stasi o fowfowtua sa ia i le whaapotonga o le soifua ma loloina o le lalolangi ma o i a taua le aia va aipe yeini ngā yo inga moni e whaia e amana ia aia a fianga tau le soifua ma loloina e mafua mai isuinga o le tau.
We're seeing this with food insecurity that's growing. We're seeing this with people being displaced from their homes. We're seeing that with increasing mental health impact. So the link between climate change and our own well-being, our own health, is increasingly well understood. So well even that the World Health Organization is now calling climate change the greatest threat to human health in the 21st century. So that's again what we'll be looking at this summit as well, how we can help prepare the healthcare sector in particular to deal with these climate impacts and make sure that we all can live healthy, safe lives in an increasingly warming world, an increasingly more dangerous world.
Fai mai aia o le isi matau polo o mātai tuwina o le whaatupeino polo kalame tau i le tau mō atunu ue titi tamau ainga.
At the same time, the summit is happening in Africa and in Egypt this year, so there's a strong theme around supporting Africa as one of the most vulnerable continents. And on top of that, there's also quite a strong push around increasing ambition. So summit after summit, we've heard a lot of countries make big promises, but there's still quite a big gap between what is needed to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement and what countries actually have promised.
Well, the global climate finance target will fall forward to one of the loudest for 50 billion to pay our study at the Tusanga. Ola wiliriina o le ripoti e peo na whaalauroa le maasina le neo novema e le porkalame taruso si o manga a malo o whaatasi wairoa ai o atunu utau ati ae e mana o mia le tusa mare whaalimanga i le whaasefulu o taimi e siri atu ai le tūranga tau tupe na i lo atunu ele reita mao ainga. O le ripoti murimuri nei lea mai le Climate Council o whaairoa ai e te tau ia au stadia o na whao popolo na sao i le tūranga lea. Lono winga, ai titi mai pe a male whapiliona i le tausanga e fua i lona tamau ainga, ma isi ana fua i mua mua i le tūlama le nei. Pai mai Dr. Morgan, o le isi tuolo o sira sira tatoa i le COP27 i le nei tausanga, o le vaia leo se anga i luma i le tūranga tautupe e faa angana mō le talo le tau.
Countries don't give climate finance just as a feel-good exercise. It's a means of ensuring global trust, that countries are able to cooperate together to shift as a global economy. You know, we can't solve climate change just by heading towards net zero in rich nations alone. We need to be helping the whole developing world, otherwise we're not going to get there.
Ila na ilo ilonga munimuli o emission targets wa ilo aia le porkalamele le sisi o manga malo o fatasi. O lo o onga tasi le lalo langi ma le tutuunga sa ia i le Paris Agreement malana mo emitinga ina ia faititia kasa o ona le sisi o manga. Fa mai Professor Caroli o le tulanga lea te tawana faa malo si ai le una inga o le ngayo ye faatino ma au si ia mo emitinga.
Certainly I think that recognize that we have a major problem, but recognize also that if we all work together to maximize the opportunities, we can build out of this a new Australian and a new global economy. Look, the shift from landline telephones to mobile phones happened really, really quickly. We've seen the start of the transition to renewable energy. What Australia needs to do is to shift everything to renewable energy as the power that drives the new economy.
Ole ripoti sa tu fatsia e biwa kewan, a toi fo'i male o whainga ringa SBS News, ma wafat liwina molo si la fia, ole nei fo'i mata upu, o lo o tula i mai le teminei. Like, share, mafaali sou finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.